Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Emily.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of the Lost Podcast. And all I have to say is I feel like somebody's just taken a cinder block and just thrown it into my stomach. This episode is just...
Looks more like they threw it at your face.
I mean, they blew me away a lot, but this one just like... this one caught me off guard like crazy.
I was shocked. I was stunned. I saw none of it coming.
Oh, man. And I'm like, that thing with Jacob scared me like... I don't like scary movies.
And you did have to get up from your seat because your seat was wet. I think you wet your pants.
Oh man! So we have a lot to talk about today. An excellent episode, The Man Behind the Curtain, and Lost recap. We also have some news on Lost, the show itself.
Was there some news this week?
Yeah,
I'm not sure
on how many seasons are left and when Lost is going to end. So we'll talk about that and what we feel about it.
Didn't it end tonight?
After Lost recap, and we got some listener. I listened to a lot of great listener feedback, and I don't care if you don't like the holy crap phone calls because we got some of those, and those are always fun.
Uh-oh, here come the nasty emails.
And
I don't like it.
Some questions were answered today, so we got that, right?
One question,
okay.
And well, we're still not sure on that one question.
And since people had the same idea as you had for your Crackpot Theory of the Week, do you have a new one?
I had to change it like 6 times. In fact, I'm going to read one that I had.
Uh-huh.
I'll read it before I do my crackpot theory.
Okay. So we got a lot to get to, so let's cut out the small talk. But before we get anything, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed, or you can check jayandjack.com and click the big button on the side, and you could have maybe gotten a lot of them and made like your own makeshift bulletproof vest to stop backstabbing Ben from shooting you. All right. Last recap. Here we go. Last recap. All right, we had The Man Behind the Curtain today.
Yes, a decent episode.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I was almost going to call Jacob Harvey, the imaginary bunny.
Harvey.
But okay, so this episode starts out...
In the movie Harvey, is Harvey really there or not?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Never really see him, do we?
A baby is born in what looks like it's the island. It looks like a jungle.
Yep.
There's a man named Roger.
Roger Doctor Man.
Emily, and they're giving birth to a baby. And Mr. Roger, that is Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. For those who maybe didn't catch it, he didn't have the little mustache.
And he wasn't throwing a football.
No, a baby is born, and at first I was like, okay, this is where he's born on the island. But then he tells, you know, we got to get out of here. We're away.
What did I say?
What?
I go, he's lying. There's no way they're on the island because he's a liar.
So then he picks up his wife with their newborn baby, and they run out into a street. So he goes, hey, they're not on the island anymore. And on a sign, did you see 32 miles to Portland?
Yes.
So not
in Portland.
Nearly in Portland. They run into a red MG pulls up? Some kind of little red car?
I thought it was a red Volkswagen.
The Volkswagen?
A Volkswagen convertible little, what are those called? I don't know.
But they look like the DeGroots. Did you think maybe they're the DeGroots?
I was thinking that maybe.
Like a young DeGroots.
Yep.
But they go there to help them, and Emily dies. And the young...
Or Emily.
And she requests that the child's name is Benjamin.
Right. So right then I'm thinking, maybe that's Benjamin Linus.
Maybe.
I'm not quick, but I was thinking maybe that's him.
We come out of that flash.
But he said he was born on the island, so I said, that's no way that could be Benjamin Linus. No way.
We then go to Ben, who is in his nice, nicely furnished tent. I guess the book-carrying guys set all that up for him.
They're quick.
And he's looking at a wood-carved doll when Richard comes in. And... talking about the tape recorder and where it is.
Now, are you buying this?
Yes, I am totally buying it.
You're buying this now.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you right now, Richard and Ben were in on it.
I hope not, because I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
I think we're going to find out later on why I believe this, but come on.
I think really the only reason why I always take the other side is because you take one side. So I can't just let you have.
You gotta look at it. It's the obvious though.
That's not obvious. I'm looking at the obvious. Oh. You're looking at the other side.
You didn't take my record. It was bad acting too. I mean, at that point, it was like, come on, I'm not buying you.
You're bad acting. So now you're a critic on bad or actors and how they act.
I'm just saying, at that point, they're trying to fool Tom, right?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
But we find out it's Ben's birthday. They don't know where the recorder is.
Happy birthday, Ben. He's going to have to get a new iPod or something.
As he goes to Tom to see what's going on, Locke shows up with his dead father over his shoulder, and he wants to know.
He wasn't sweating very much, was he?
Well, you know, he's Locke. He's used to the walking.
not a hair out of place.
But he says, you know, hey, I did what you asked me to do. Now start telling me the secrets of the island. And Ben goes, well, it's kind of a long story. He's like, well, let's start at the beginning.
Now, do you think Ben already
Cut
knows?
The commercial.
Do you already think Ben already knows Locke didn't kill his dad, that he had someone else do it because Danielle saw him in there?
Don't know.
I'm thinking maybe
he did. I still don't think Danielle's in cahoots, but if she is, maybe she would have said, but I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe he did.
We then come back from the commercial. We go to Ben and Locke, who is in Ben's tent, and they share drinks. Locke will have none of the drinks, though. I guess he doesn't want to drink and walk. And Ben says that he answers to Jacob, and Locke is back into his form where, you know, he's very assertive in playing the game with Ben.
Well, he thinks he's tough.
Well, yeah. Well, he says, you know, I think you made up Jacob. There is no Jacob. You're the only one that gets to talk to Jacob. And what did I say to you at that point?
I go, well, now if Locke says there's no Jacob, there must be a Jacob.
He said Locke thinks that Ben is the man behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And so that's where they got that title for tonight's episode.
And Ben asks, why do you think that? And he says, your hand wouldn't be shaking.
So right then I'm thinking, if I'm playing poker with Ben, look for the shaking hand.
We then go back to a young Ben's flashback. And
Harry Potter.
Yes.
The whole time I kept thinking, Harry Potter.
We see they're leaving the submarine, correct?
Yep.
And they are walking up to the island. And
sure, they're leaving
for the
submarine.
First time.
Sure. We don't actually see the submarine docking, though, do we?
No.
Okay.
But I wonder if they had to be drugged to be taken there. We didn't really get to see it,
did
we? But they kind of come. There's like an orientation there. They're in this building. They're getting all their gear together and everything. And we see that Roger has got a job with the Dharma Initiative.
Yes.
And
didn't you think when they're coming up there, though, they should have been playing Let the Sunshine?
It seems something like that, right? But in the room where they're at, they're actually TV screens, and they're showing an orientation film for the other's village.
And who do we see?
We see Marvin Candle.
Right.
And you notice he wasn't using, I think it was his left arm, right?
Right. I believe so.
Yeah, it was that direction. Yeah, that's his left arm.
That would be your left arm.
But he was talking about the security fence and how it's used to keep out some of the island's many diverse
yes
animals.
And
wildlife.
And Roger's like, what? I didn't sign up for this. Get me a beer.
Ben meets Annie.
Yes.
Who I think will be important down the road, even though we didn't get to really finish her story.
I think there could be
and,
someone's crackpot there.
Roger Linus becomes Roger Workman.
Right.
And he's not too happy
later
about
to become Roger Drunkman.
Roger can't breathe, man.
Yeah.
We come out of the flashback and we go to Sawyer, who's kind of watching what's going on the island, hiding in the bushes.
Like, what is he hiding from?
I don't know. But he finds Saeed. He pulls
him aside. Well, he didn't have any shoes.
Yeah. He tells him that he was with Locke. Bless you.
Thank you.
And he shows Saeed the tape recorder.
Yes. And Saeed goes, that's not cool.
And the plot thickens.
Dumb.
We go back to seeing Mikhail run through the jungle. And he meets up with the others. And Ben says, I thought you were dead. He goes, the pylons weren't set to kill, I guess.
They were set to stun.
Yeah.
Which we kind of thought maybe they might have been.
Yeah. So Mikhail goes on to tell...
Did it seem like it was kind of set up?
What?
You know, the whole Mikhail thing.
I guess. But then Locke comes out. He sees that he didn't really finish the job, I guess. And
well, Mikhail says he tried to kill me.
Yeah. And then Ben says he's with us now. But Mikhail goes on to tell about Naomi and saying how there's a ship. Was it 130 clicks? He said something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And that they have a phone and that they can get contact. And Ben right away wants to go to the camp, sets everything up to get Naomi. But Locke will have none of it. He beats up Mikhail pretty harshly.
Yep. And of course, Ben is like going to Richard and Tom. Hey,
yeah,
guys.
They're not helping him at all.
Now, I think this is all stage. This is stage for Locke's
No, it's really not.
I think so.
No, because look at you shaking your head. Why? Tell me why right now.
Well, later on, we see it.
All right, fine. We'll get to that later on. We'll talk about it at the end.
It just seems nobody would jump up and help him.
Locke clears up Ben's schedule.
Now, hold on a second.
So he can go take him to Jacob.
Wait, you asked. Going back to that part, if they were beating up Ben, uh-huh. I can see that point there because they might be upset that they're not going to see Jacob.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't they jump up to help Mikhail?
Well, because maybe they're looking up to Locke as the person that's going to take over. That's obvious.
Why? He couldn't kill his dad.
It's obvious that there's resentment towards Ben, you know?
No, that's staged.
It's the division within the others that we've been hearing about, and here it is right here. It's right in front of you, but you're denying it.
I'm denying it.
The producers have told you, and you're denying it. Like, you deny that they told you that Mikhail was still alive.
Well, yeah. They never really actually said that he was.
Break. We come back to Ben and Locke, who are, I guess, filling up their water canteens.
Right.
And Ben tells Locke, you know, he didn't have to hurt Mikhail that bad. And Locke says, yeah, I did. Alex comes up and she says, if you're going to Jacob, you need this. She gives Locke a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And she says kind of condescendingly towards Ben, happy birthday.
Yeah. And Ben goes, wow, ouch.
Somebody remembered.
No cake.
And then no she beer. Walks away. We go back to Ben's flashback, and they're in a Dharma classroom learning about volcanoes.
Right. Is that?
Or a little bit of foreshadowing there, maybe?
Maybe.
And then all of a sudden, the alarm, an explosion happens. The alarms go off. They're ducking cover.
Except Harry Potter. He didn't duck at
all.
Well,
he's shocked because he's seeing a hostile attack.
Yes.
And Annie quickly helps him out. And later on, it's nighttime in Roger's little house, and Roger is angry about the hazard. He wants an extra $30,000 a year.
Right.
And he didn't sign up for this kind of stuff, fighting hostiles.
Now, if you're stuck on this island.
Yeah.
What do you need money for?
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe once you get off, you're going to have a nice little.
But does anyone go home?
I don't know.
Maybe this is the Dharma issue, this is the others. You're true. Maybe that's correct. Maybe Dharma.
Remember, way the video says that. They get to do shifts or whatever, the pile of fairy. That's probably just go back to the others' camp anyway, or the Dharma camp, I guess we could call it now.
Who knows?
Actually, Ben is awake in his room, and it's nighttime, and then he's kind of tapping on the window by the trees from the wind.
That's what I was thinking.
And then he turns around again, and he sees this blonde woman there.
His mommy.
Yeah, and at first, it doesn't really look like his mom, but I guess we can assume that's his mom, because later on we see again, and it looks more like her.
I assumed it was his mom.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty much her mom, but it just didn't look like her.
His mom.
Did I say her mom?
You said her mom.
Sorry, my bad.
Well, that would be quite a twist if Ben turned out to be a girl. Hmm? Then he would be Alex's mom, which would make Danielle a liar.
Roger's not very happy with Ben. He said, I told you to go to bed.
Kid. Roger's not he's just not happy.
Well, yeah, you know, he lost his wife, and he unfortunately puts the blame on Ben. We come back from the flashback with Saeed and Sawyer looking for Juliet, and then Kate shows up, and she's mad that Saeed doesn't want to tell Jack.
Yeah, what was that? I didn't
like Kate right there.
You know, Kate, you know, you
really like
she lost a few little...
she lost a few points with you?
Little points, but I'm kind of, you know what? Going to take a backseat next time.
And Saeed tells Sawyer to play the tape.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard it yet.
Nope.
We go to back to Locke and Ben, and they are back at the others' makeshift camp at the moment. And he says that Jacob is someone who summons you, not someone you go to.
Right.
And Locke quickly says, there's a first time for everything.
And, now, at this point, you know, it's funny how Locke at sometimes seems like he has the best of Ben.
Yeah.
But in the end, it just never happens that way.
I
don't know what's going to happen in here.
Well, exactly. It's a chess match between Locke and Ben. And hopefully, I think the last move, Locke will win, but we'll get to that later.
I just don't see Locke winning.
They say that, and as they walk to go to Jacob, the rest of the others camp gives Ben the cold shoulder look as he's walking by. But you say it's all an act.
Hold on. Not all of them. I'm saying Richard.
Okay. We go back to the flashback, and Ben gets a birthday present from his little girlfriend, Annie.
And, she's a woodcarver.
Yeah, and she makes him these two little dolls, one of her, one of him, so they can always be together.
Right.
And he goes back home, and his dad is drunk. And
which was just a shock.
He forgot his son's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he blames his son for his mom's death.
Right.
Which is kind of tragic. And Ben runs away into the jungle.
Well, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
If your wife is 7 months pregnant, why do you take her hiking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking right here, Roger Workman, Roger Drunkman, Roger Jerkman.
Yeah.
he's not a good dad. And he's not a good husband.
Nope.
So.
But he runs into the jungle, and he comes up to the perimeter fence, and he sees his mother on the outside of the fence. He runs to go to her, and she says, no, don't go, Ben. You blow up.
Yep.
And she
go boom.
He says, I want to go with you. And she says, you're not ready yet.
Not yet.
Back into the jungle.
Yep.
We come out of the flashback. We go to Locke and Ben, who are walking in the jungle at nighttime, and they come up to this gray line of gray sand. What do you think that is? Like gray.
I thought it was gunpowder at first.
That's
but then
what I thought.
I saw volcano ash.
Yeah.
Volcanic ash.
It's kind of weird, just a line like that.
Well, it depends on how the...
Because volcanic ash would just spread out
everywhere. Well, is Daniel planning on blowing up Jacob?
I don't know. Or maybe it's like maybe it's like one of those kind of Field of Dreams things where like that's the pebble thing and then Jacob, the ghost can't walk past it or he'll like
there you turn go. Into an old I never person, thought about Field. Good. Hey, good.
Maybe. I don't
good
know.
Good call.
But
you could be right.
Or maybe Daniel setting up some kind of like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck setting up the line and then it's going to spark all the way to the camp, blow it up.
Well, maybe she has a reason to kill Jacob.
Maybe. We go back to the Losties, the Fuseys, who are all at the beach meeting, conversing, and Sawyer plays a tape for everyone and everybody's ready to burn Juliet at the stake.
Yeah, and I was right there with the torch.
Jack and Juliet show up. And they're kind of mad at Jack, but Jack tells Juliet, hey, Juliet then says, play the other side of the tape.
Yeah.
So they play that, and we hear Ben's instructions on how they're going to come the day after next.
How convenient that she knew what was on the other side of the tape. And no one questioned that.
Well, what's so she knew that she would put the directions on the other side.
That's your backup plan. Save yourself. She always has to have an out.
Juliet says that she came.
Hold on a second. You don't think that's not a... That wasn't planned by her?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know. I'm not picking on that.
No, anymore. Hold on a second. Make a stand.
No, I'm not. Not on this.
I'm saying it was...
I'm done.
It was a plan.
Juliet is too wishy-washy with me. She's too waffly for me. I can't pick a side.
I'll pick it. Burn her now.
Juliet says she came clean to Jack after she did the ultrasound with Sun. And Jack was working on a plan. He didn't have one yet.
But you know what bugged me about Jack?
What?
He didn't discuss it with anybody else.
Yeah, I didn't.
I
like
haven't
that.
Come up with a plan yet. You know,
yeah.
the others are coming over to invade.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Haven't told anybody yet.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That must have been the secret he couldn't tell Kate. Last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, for Jack is getting mixed up with this Juliet character, and for the first time in his life, he's doing the wrong thing.
Well, he thinks he's doing the right thing,
but no,
that's what he's always done.
I understand that, but he's confused. He's not doing the right thing in my eyes. Jack has lost
the all-knowing eyes.
Jack has lost. Jack and Super Kate have lost some points this week.
Of Jack Klatfelter.
That's right. they're taking a few steps back.
Start calling you Dr. Jack. Dr. Phil.
Jack likes that ice cream, so
all right.
His head's confused.
We go to commercial break. We come back, and Ben goes up to the fence. He has a sheet there with the numbers to de-arm the fence. And he sends the rabbit, his little friend, baby rabbit, was that rabbit number one, not rabbit number eight?
You'd be the first rabbit.
Yeah, through the fence, and the rabbit was okay. So then he went out, and then the whispers are going crazy at this point in the forest. And then he runs into Richard. Is that Richard?
It looked like Richard with a Bobby Sherman haircut.
So this is a long time ago. Is this maybe the hostiles don't age or something like that, or age really, really, really slow?
Gotta be, because that was
or
like,
maybe
that was about 30 years, 30,
yeah,
40, 30
something
or 40
like
years.
That, yeah,
I don't know. It's that's when this joke started. I was like, it was already kind of wacky today, and I was like, wow, I'm just confused. And in fact, look at my sheet. I stopped taking notes because I was so confused.
I don't know what that has to do. I mean, maybe he's his father? I don't know.
Someone said their outfit looked like an 1800s, like a sailing ship.
It was others' garb.
It was others'
costume.
Well, someone said it was like, I can't remember where I read it,
but
like a sailing ship, like maybe the Black Rock?
Maybe the thing that's weird, though, is that if he is really Richard, why is he now like working under Ben?
Or is he?
Exactly.
We don't know.
But they have conversations. Are you one of the hostiles? And he says, "Do you even know what that really means?"
Yeah.
But Ben says he wants to go with them, and he says, "Not yet."
No. You're not ready.
We then go back to Locke and Ben, and they show up at Jacob's shack, and
he gotta put gets down the flashlight.
Yeah, he gets his flashlight ready, and then Ben says, "You know, he feels the same as you do about technology," and so he gets one of those little lantern things. He goes in, and this scene right here is just insane. He goes in, he sees a picture of a dog over the fireplace in there. Is that kind of weird? What significance is that?
Well, they weren't playing poker.
Was that Vinnie Vincent or his relative?
I didn't think about that.
I don't know if that was a golden retriever or not. I'm not a dog specialist. I don't know species that well. Then we look at a chair and he says, "Here's Jacob." At this point, I'm like, okay, Ben's bananas. When he just starts talking to the chair, I was like, okay, Ben's crazy.
I'm thinking to myself, I go, okay, Ben is just trying to really mess with Locke. And Locke's just like going, I thought Locke was going to pull out his gun and shoot him.
That would have been a good plan.
I kept waiting for Locke to pull out the gun and shoot Ben.
Locke denies that he's there. He will have none of it. And he turns on the flashlight, and that upset Mr. Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
And the room starts shaking. Stuff starts flying everywhere. Ben says, "All right, that's enough." And then Ben gets thrown against the wall, I guess, by Jacob. And then after that, for a second, we see a man sitting in that chair. And I have the screen cap that'll be up right now. It looks like
Locke.
It looks like Locke.
With hair.
With hair.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. You know, I'm going to say right now,
what?
It has to be the smoke monster.
It's either, I don't think it's the smoke monster. I really don't.
It has to be.
I don't think it
is. What was Ben's mom? Who was Ben's mom? His mom?
No, his mom was more than likely the smoke monster.
Yeah.
But I don't think the smoke monster is Jacob. Jacob is whatever that was in that room.
Maybe that's why the smoke, it doesn't like technology, because that affects the smoke monster.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, we don't know what the smoke monster is, so I don't know.
But maybe that gray line as well is maybe some kind of old-fashioned technique to keep the smoke monster out.
Hey, there you go.
But
maybe it's something it can't, because it does skim across the ground, right?
Yeah.
It never leaves the ground.
Well, it hovers above the ground. It's maybe Locke from the future, maybe some kind of time warp, and that's him.
How can it be the future? It has hair.
Or he goes in the past. I don't know. Maybe the island healed his baldness. Maybe that's where you need to go.
I'm heading right there then.
But it was totally weird. And then as he's leaving the door, he says, "Help me." That's when he turns around and turns on the light. And that creeped me out like crazy. I'm not going to sleep tonight. But
now we don't know for sure if Ben's
this is all some kind of trick by Ben. I really don't think it is.
Well, no, we don't know if Ben. We never saw. We didn't see Ben in the scene where he said, "Help me."
No, because it's Locke going through the door.
Yeah.
It really scares the crap out of me.
You won't be sleeping tonight.
No. Oh, God, that voice.
I'm going to say right now, I think it's a smoke monster.
I don't think it is. I think it's whatever Jacob is.
I have no idea. Cause I don't know what's going on this island.
But oh, man. So I don't know what to say. We have to have some more time. We'll talk about it more on Monday.
No, I'm not doing it.
They leave, and Ben asks Locke, "What did Jacob say to you?" And Locke doesn't want to say.
No,
and
I'm not telling.
As they're walking, Locke says, "Hey, this isn't the way we came. We're not going back." And he says, "I want to show you where I came from."
Right.
We then go back to Ben's flashback, and Ben is in his fresh workman suit.
Yep.
And
he's aged quite a bit.
So I guess we could say he's in his 20s or something. Who knows?
I'd say he's in his 20s. Well, we don't know because he had like 3 birthdays on the island. So yeah. It was dog years.
So he's 3. he gets ready. He goes to his father, who's time has not been kind to
Rico. Has not aged well.
So I guess they're doing a Dharma beer run to go to the Swan Hatch, as he said.
When the flame hatch?
Huh?
When the flame hatch?
No, he said. I thought he said. I could have sworn I said
I swan. Thought the flame. I'm going to say the flame.
I'll say swan. Wherever we go.
It was one of those hatches.
So they drive up and he says, "Maybe we can have, you know, a little bit of father-son time," because he forgot his birthday again. And so they get to the top of the thing. They look at the beautiful scenery.
It is beautiful there.
And Ben asks, "Do you really blame me for what happened?" And he says, "I don't know. What do I know?"
Hey, wasn't that an aluminum beer can, though?
I don't know.
Looked like an aluminum beer.
So what does that mean?
When did aluminum beer cans come out?
I don't know. The 80s? I don't know.
So this was still the 70s, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jeez. Okay, so no, but remember when we saw the beer cans last time, they had the tab thing, the pull the tab.
Okay, off. So then I apologize.
Jeez Louise! All right, so then he asked that, and
I just noticed the beer can was aluminum.
But he says, "How about this? I'll promise you next year I will remember your birthday." And he says, "Well, you won't have it next year." Ooh. And Ben puts on a gas mask and pulls the little canister thing, and he kills his father.
Yes,
much like Locke was supposed to kill his father.
Everyone on this island has daddy issues.
He goes back to the Dharma camp, and he sees everyone is dead, just like his father. And Richard is there with, I guess, the other hostiles, and he welcomes them to
recognize any of the other hostiles. They didn't get a close-up.
No. Maybe some more screen cap technology will help us out there.
Kept looking for a Danielle hostile.
But there was no Annie, so we don't know what happened to Annie. Maybe in future Ben flashbacks we'll find this out. Maybe not. But I hope we do learn more about Annie. Maybe there's heartbreak.
There has to be something, because we didn't see Annie laying dead there.
No, exactly.
Unless she died as a child.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's some kind of heartbreak in the past that really sent Ben over the edge.
Or maybe Roger Workman killed Annie somehow.
I don't think that, but I think something happened to
Annie. By accident. He was drunk and he...
Nah, I don't think that, because then he would have been in trouble or something. They have laws there. But I think Annie died for some reason. Maybe she got sick. Maybe the sickness.
There is no sickness.
Over the edge. We saw the great purge of the Dharma Initiative. Do you think this was the incident, or is the incident something else? I mean, he did say the incident was the electromagnetism.
Yeah, I don't think that was the incident.
But do you think this is something else they're talking about, or?
Well, it's the purge that Mikhail was talking about.
Yeah. So, was Mikhail another, or was he Dharma and he was accepted like Ben was?
Can't tell you at this point. I don't know. I just know he gets beat up a lot.
We come out of the flashback, and they go to the pit where all the dead Dharma employees, well, not all of them, but I guess most of them, they threw him into.
Why couldn't they bury him?
And I said, "These are my people. I was smart enough to not be in this pit. Unfortunately, you weren't smart enough." And he shoots John Locke in the chest, and Locke falls into the pit.
No, it wasn't the chest. More of the stomach, or.
Well, that's, I consider like the whole chest, stomach, whatever, torso.
It was the midsection.
Yeah, all right. And Locke falls into the pit. Holy crap!
I didn't see that coming.
That's, oh, man.
But, you know, you should never turn your back on Ben Linus.
Oh, man. So,
did you know that was coming?
No.
You were spoiler free? I was spoiler free.
Not a clue. But, oh, man. So he shoots Locke. See, he falls in.
That's a scene that would have, knowing that would have ruined it for me.
But then he asks what Jacob said again. And he said, help me.
And then Ben just puts his gun up and says, tell me what he said.
Yeah, he says, that's what he said, help me. And then Ben says, well, I hope he does.
Yeah, oh, walks away.
And we see Locke finding it hard to breathe in the pit. Cut to Lost.
So
that's the episode.
Is Locke dead?
I do not think so. Because I hope not. He's my favorite character. If he dies, I'll be pretty upset.
Well, right now I've lost faith in Jack and Kate. So what do I do?
But I think it would be pretty awesome if Locke came back, but I don't know. It's obvious the writers are doing what they want to do, and it was an amazing episode.
Well, you haven't been a Terry O'Quinn fan most of the season, haven't you?
I've always been. Unlike you. You're a flip-flopper, too. You go all over the place.
Mm. I like him. I don't like him. I like him. But I would say this out of 4 stars, what would you give it?
I would give it 5 stars out of 4. It was just, man.
You can't complain, like we said last week and the week before. If you gave up on Lost, shame on you.
But it was an amazing episode. Creeped me out. I haven't been creeped out in Lost since the first season.
Well, this was an episode, I can't remember the episode, but I was just like, what was that episode with, Desmond, when he went back?
Oh, okay, yeah. That one was more like, I have no clue what's going on.
But this one had, when I saw Richard, what's up with Richard?
This one had that, but this one also had the creep factor.
Well, it did have the creep factor, but with Jacob, I'm like going, all right, what's going on with this guy?
And this one also had just the sheer shock factor at the end with Locke getting shot. But I hope Locke's not dead, but I guess we will hopefully find out next coming episodes.
This is
episodes.
the third year, what number episode is this? Like, whatever it is. And I was totally confused on what's going on. That's just, to me, is great writing.
Yes, it is. Let's see, there's 24, 23. What's that? That's 47. Seven. And then we've had 20.
So 67?
Yeah. So
great job, guys.
Great episode. Loved it. And we'll get into what you guys think. But real quick, we're going to go into just a little bit of news about how many more seasons and how many more episodes we have left. Are you ready?
No.
Here we go. All right, Lost made, or ABC made the official announcement on how many more seasons we are getting of Lost.
Six more.
No, we are getting three more 16-episode seasons. So
starting in January.
Starting February. February. Starting in February next year, 2008, and it's going to run through 2010.
So do you like it?
I like it.
I have to admit, I like it too.
Because
it was 16 straight, right?
16 straight, so it's gonna be like exactly how the second half of this season was, each one. And I really like it because I understand they got to a good compromise, I think, because it's obvious ABC wants to show around because it makes them money, which is a business, and that's how it works. I mean, people may not like that, and I understand, but this isn't cheap, and it does cost money. So.
Well, they're gonna make more money because they got 16 episodes. I'm sure they're not gonna lower the price of the DVDs.
Yeah.
And it's also going to be less expensive for them to make a season.
That, but the really thing is they're going to be able to stretch out the two seasons that the producers wanted to do into three. And and also we're kind of cutting out the excess fat in the season and just getting to a core group of episodes. So less, like Damon Lindelof said, wandering around on the island and more focusing on whatever the storyline is for that season.
Now, do you think I haven't seen any actors' comments on it. Do you, uh-huh. think, you think they like it?
I don't know. I can't speak for the actors, but...
Well, I know Matthew Fox was on Jay Leno, but I didn't see it last night.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, so...
Evangeline Lilly's on Jimmy Kimmel tonight, I'm taking.
Yeah, and I think Matthew Fox is on tomorrow on Jimmy Kimmel, really? Or is he on tonight, too?
I haven't read any quotes if they like, but I was thinking they might like it just because it's 16 weeks, they have more time to do other projects.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As a fan, I really like it because it's going to make... short, story-rich seasons that I think we can all get behind and enjoy.
Well, initially, I saw people were upset with it.
Yeah, so. And I understand people maybe get upset. It's like, oh, it's three seasons now. We got to wait for the answer. But really, it's not too bad. We're getting fresh episodes every season.
I would have been disappointed if they said two seasons.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't. If we were doing two full seasons, it would have been the same amount of episodes anyway. We're getting 48 episodes, which would have been a normal season of 24 episodes.
So I think at the beginning of the year, most people didn't like the first six episodes.
Yeah.
I think most people would have said, okay, let's just end it now.
Yeah. So now we are getting short episodes. Like, you know, the second half of the season, I think everyone can admit, has been brilliant. So I think that's what we're going to get each season as we come at the next three seasons. And I don't think we're going to have any farting around. We're going to have really tight, great seasons leading up to the conclusion of Lost. So I'm totally for this. I've totally supported it. Do you support it?
I have to.
Yeah. It's
they didn't ask me, but if I can, I would probably vote it yes.
But for those that are upset, don't be upset because we have our end date. We have our end to our story that we're so involved in. And I really think this is for the best. And
go ahead. Oh, good.
Oh, the ABC is getting what they want because they can stretch it out a little bit longer, and the creative team is getting what they want because they don't have to do any filler episodes for three seasons. They're getting shortened seasons that would pretty much amount to two regular seasons. I know some people are upset that, hey, I have to buy another DVD now, but if you really love the show, it shouldn't be that big of a deal because when you buy the DVDs, you support the people that make this show.
Right.
So and that's what I think.
And as good as Lost is, and as much as I love the show, and as far as I'm concerned, season three is still roll. It's still great.
Yeah,
I'll be ready for it to end after. I don't want it to drag on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to go like eight seasons, nine seasons. Oh, this is just ridiculous.
So now we know the writers know that they have an end, so they can write the storyline a lot better because they don't know. Well, can we give this up yet? Because we don't know how long we're going to go. So they know how long they're going to go, and they can write the show the way they want it to, and can finish a story.
Is this the first time a show has done something like this?
It's historical because shows usually don't get this kind of power, but Lost does. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, usually they'll decide this is going to be our last year.
Like
everyone loves Raymond or Seinfeld. Yeah. They decide, this is going to be our last season.
Yeah.
But to decide three seasons down the road, and that means it's committed no matter how the ratings are, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So we're guaranteed three seasons no matter what.
Yep.
All right. All right. You know what? You sold me on it.
Okay. So that's what we think, and I hope you guys are excited about this too. All right. So, Jack, now are you ready for some listener feedback?
Yes.
Here we go. Listener feedback. All right, it's listener feedback time. We got a lot of great calls to get into, so let's get into the first set here. We got one from 23, Tim, Ashley from Ohio, Austin from Florida, Brian, and Jacob from Ohio.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is 23, Tim, calling from Wisconsin. And I just got done watching this crazy episode, and I am like, oh my God, like I don't know what to say, man. I'm completely, my mind's all scribble scrabble. Could it be that the reason Locke can't see Jacob, which it seems that he can't, is because he didn't kill his father? I don't know. But I think I'm gonna need to watch that again, or whatever, or something. I can't even get on the fuselage right now. I was a little bit pleasantly surprised that I turned out to be right about something that I've been kind of predicted a long time ago, that the Dharma was originally overrun by the others, which I guess everybody kind of thought that, I suppose. But anyway, well, can't wait to hear what you guys got to say on it, because that is unfrickin' believable. I mean, what? Oh, okay, seriously, words fail me. Goodbye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Ashley from Ohio. Wow, that episode, oh my God. Where do I begin? Was that Richard? Does he age? I'm like speechless. I don't know what to say, but Richard's not aging. Jacob is a ghost? Who's Jacob? Is God, I don't even know what to say. I guess we'll find out, but Jacob, oh my gosh, and why was he saying help me, and what's the deal with Richard, and what's the deal with Locke dying? Locke's not going to die. Locke can't die. If Locke dies, I don't know what I'm going to do. This show is amazing. Your podcast is amazing. Talk to you later. Bye.
Jay and Jack, this is Austin from Boca Raton, Florida, long-time listener. It's been a while since I last called in, but this episode was good enough that I just had to do it. Okay, a couple thoughts on the man behind the curtain. I think the Ben backstory was great, and it definitely shows why he might have been twisted enough to run away from Dharma and join the hostiles, but it skipped right over his relationship with the girl that gave him the wood carving at the swing. I forget her name. So we still don't know if Alex is actually his daughter. At least she remembers his birthday. How did Ben go from being a Dharma workman to, like, leader of the others? I think it might be because he's special and he saw his mother, who might have been Jacob, like, materializing. And I think maybe the hostiles don't have that spiritual connection, so they think he's special, and that's how he got to be the leader. Speaking of Jacob, that was quite the show at the cabin. The way the scene was shot kind of reminded me of Locke's sweat house in the beginning of this season. And finally, Locke being shot. I think Locke picked a bad day to piss Ben off, because it's kind of Ben's birthday, and as his dad found out, he's not very happy on his birthday. So will Locke be saved? Will he die? Who knows? I just want to see him blow up Jacob's cabin. And last point, Mikhail, does this guy ever die? He's been fried by the sonic fence and is running around a day or two later. Locke beats him senseless, and he's okay in a couple of minutes. I think someone needs to throw him in the Dharma mass grave. Okay, that's all for now. See you later.
Jay, Jack, this is Brian. I am an LTL FTC, long-time listener, first-time caller. Got my Jay and Jack t-shirt on right now, which finally came to me after about a week and a half. But anyway, about this last episode, all I have to say is... anyway, I don't know what to think because it's so insanely crazy, awesome. And all I have to say is I told my wife... I'm into this about as much as I was into X-Files Season 3, and I just hope it can keep this intensity all the way through to the last three seasons that they have. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jacob from Ohio, and oh my God, that had to have been possibly the most wackiest, weirdest, messed up, and most amazing episode I have ever seen. Wow. I'm partially upset that Locke, well, we can assume died, but I don't know. That had to have been the coolest way that they could have ended it. And now we know about the Purge. Everything, there's a lot of answers, but now I'm wondering about how he said that he was the one who would be smart to join the other side during the Purge. I'm wondering if maybe Juliet was the smart one from there, and there's going to be another Purge at the season finale here, that maybe Juliet was the smart one in this case. Just a little theory I'm throwing out there, but oh my gosh, what an amazing episode. Can't wait to see what everyone else thought about it.
All right, thank you for those calls.
All right, Jay, you're a Juliet fan.
Okay.
Is she going to switch sides? Is she going to lead the Purge to the other side?
I could see that, like a nice little parallel or there between her and Ben, and she took the Losty side. And
would she become their leader?
I don't know. I can't say.
You don't know.
I wouldn't mind.
I like 23 Tim's theory that I never thought about, that Locke couldn't see him because he didn't kill his father.
Possibly.
And maybe that's why Ben assumed that he killed his father. That's why he didn't.
Yeah.
That's a great theory.
Yeah.
And then a new t-shirt idea from Ashley. Locke dies, Jay cries. What do you think? That could be a new t-shirt. And then Richard wears eyeliner, right?
I don't know.
Is that what they all say? So maybe he has also uses Palmolive. That's how he stays so young and fresh.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's a possibility.
And then was young Ben special like young Walt?
Don't know. Do you not know?
You don't have an answer?
How am I supposed to know if he's special like Walt?
Did you watch the episode? Have you watched
every
episode of Lost?
Yes.
And you don't know.
I didn't see Ben use his mind powers to make a bird crash into a window. Did you see that?
No, but I saw him kill everybody on the island.
Well, that was, he used a gas thing. It's not some kind of psychological power.
Hold on a second.
What?
We didn't see him use any gas. He used gas on his dad, but I didn't see them use any gas. We just go there and see some guys with a hose and the water's still running.
He didn't do that. The rest of the hostiles did that. He was off doing what he did to his father. I don't think he killed all those people on there. It's whatever the hostiles were.
Also, I didn't see any birds flying around there either. So,
that's pretty strong stuff.
What was up with the hose?
Because he was, that's the point, is showing that he was doing something and he died while he was doing something. It was pretty quick. That was that point of that.
Oh, okay.
Do you think, anything else you want to say?
I think someone should have shot off the water. That's just wasteful.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it.
All right. Let's go to the next set of calls here. I'm from John Doe. We're going to call him.
We'll got to call him Jacob.
All right. We'll go to Jolene, Josh, Kaiser from Chicago, and Mandy. Here we go.
Mandy.
Oh, my freaking God. And those people who say that this season is a total lull in its entertainment value should go fly in that pit that John Locke is sitting at right now. Screw them all. My heart was racing through the Jacob scene when Ben went and killed everyone with the hostiles. Oh, my holy bad words. Holy snap. I love you guys. Well, you guys are awesome, and the show is awesome, and I am just... Oh, God, I can't wait.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jolene from Massachusetts. I just got finished watching Man Behind the Curtain, and wow, I'm totally and completely speechless. Just some thoughts that probably 1,000 other people will call you about. All the gray, like, sand on the ground seems pretty obvious that that's the smoke monster. I know we've been told 1,000 times that it's not nanobots, but it really seems like that's what it's turning out to be. Also, Richard, why didn't he age? And obviously, it seems like Ben stopped aging, too. Kind of weird. Why did Alex give Locke the gun? Seems more like she was protecting him from Ben, which didn't seem to work out for him in the end anyway. Obviously, Locke is special, and maybe that's a little bit of a power struggle. I don't know. I can't wait to hear you guys' thoughts about the episode tomorrow. Until then, have a good night. Bye.
Hey, Dan Jag. This is Josh from Gainesville, Georgia. I just want to say that episode was awesome. really unexpected at the end. Big surprise that Locke got shot. But I really don't think he's going to die. I think he's, the island's going to heal him. I think that was the reason they showed Locke's dad bite him, and then Locke's hand was healed later on. I think that's why they showed that, to kind of flash forward to this. But that was just really shocking that that happened. And also, it was awesome to see that Jack, you know, he's still a good guy. Everybody was doubting him. I was, of course. I think everybody was. But, you know, he's always got the survivor's best interest at heart. So it was really cool to see that. And just enjoy the show. You guys do a great job. And I'll talk to you later. See ya.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Kaiser from Chicago again. Wow. What an incredible episode. I think that sound that we all heard at the end of the episode pre-thud was the collective gasp of all of the Lost fans. One hopes that the new and assertive Locke, who I was really enjoying, is not going to be fatally wounded, but he does have a very good record of coming back from a gunshot wounds. Very impressive. Young Ben, all the way up to older Ben, murderer down to his core. Just an unbelievable episode. Can't wait to see the next two. Thanks, guys. Take care, and we'll listen to you tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What the heck? I don't even cuss, and I was sitting here cussing. The Q Lock? Oh, my gosh. My friend swears he's dead, but oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, this is Mandy from Springfield, Virginia. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for those calls.
Oh, my gosh. I'm stunned. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
No way Locke dies.
I really don't think so.
He survived being thrown out of an 8-story building.
Yeah.
He can walk again.
After being paralyzed.
Yeah, he's just...
He broke his leg and it was healed, you know, right, in a couple days.
Locke is a lot of things. Locke gets fooled a lot. I think Locke was being played, even with the part with the gun.
I don't know.
What are you... What?
I don't think he was being played.
I think Alice giving him the gun, he's just being giving him false sense of security. Do we even know the gun was loaded?
Really?
Did he ever, he didn't even check it, did he?
He did the little, you know, when they cock it and all that kind of stuff.
But he didn't see if it had any...
I don't know. I don't know guns enough to know if he actually looked at it or not.
I didn't see him look at it. I could be wrong, but...
Because you are the expert.
No, I'm not, but I didn't see him look at it. So I think they were just giving a false sense. The whole episode was giving Locke, making him think he was... Because you remember what week before Richard was saying... Oh, Ben's worried about you being important and stuff like that, and he wants to make you look bad. So that's what it was, all making Locke look good and getting him off guard,
mm-hmm.
and so Ben could shoot him.
All right,
but I don't think he's gonna die. And let's see. That's all, oh my god. That's
okay, let's go to the next.
Oh my god.
Let's go to the next set of calls.
Oh my god.
Let's go to the next set of calls here. Megan from Atlanta, MK, Nate from New York, Ohio, Patty.
Oh my god.
And, yeah, we'll do those for right now, and then we'll save the last for last. Actually, let's do them all. It's not that
wow,
many. Super Kate, Tina from New York,
you're
and
just going,
Wayward
you're
Mike
going crazy.
Chicago.
You're going crazy.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Megan from Atlanta, Georgia again, and I just watched The Man Behind the Curtain, and whoa, what an amazing episode. I can't even wrap my brain about it right now. But, oh, my gosh, I watched that Jacob scene the first time, didn't even see Jacob. Went back and watched again, and split second, he's there in the chair. Amazing. Didn't even see it. Scary, spooky, freaked me out so bad. And, gosh, Ben, he is so scary. All I could say is amazing. And what about Albert, that guy that he just shows up in the woods? We need a flashback for him. And if he was really a hostile, someone from the island, does that mean he went to the mainland for the first time to recruit Juliet, or does he go back and forth? Is he not a hostile? Is he pretending just like the others were pretending for the Losties? That's just crazy. How do you figure it all out? And I have one theory about that gray stuff that was around where Jacob is held out. I think that Ben has him trapped there by some kind of invisible fence or gunpowder or something. Because it looks like it goes around the house where Jacob is living. And I think he's a prisoner, trapped. And that's why he said, help me. So that's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is MK from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm a big fan of your podcast. I just got finished watching The Man Behind the Curtain, and I just want to know if I'm the only one that thinks there are some serious daddy issues with all the main characters. Tonight it was Ben. It's been Kate in the past. Jack has dad issues. Sawyer's had some dad issues. Even Jorge has had dad issues. We know Locke has daddy issues. Jen's son and Claire, all three have daddy issues. Is this supposed to be some kind of theme here? Is maybe that's something we should be looking into a little deeper, something about trouble with their fathers. I don't know. It just came to me tonight, and I was just wondering if I was the only one. Love your show. Keep going, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Nate from New York. What a great show we had tonight. Fantastic. Could not believe it. I was wowed and audibly said, whoa, when Locke got shot. Now, I don't think he's dead, but yeah, I was definitely blown away. Great show tonight. Looking forward to next week's. When I actually just calling to say that when I went back and looked at my TiVo and played it in slow motion through the part where they're in the house, it looked like there was a guy there who was in a beard and long hair who was the Jacob character. And it looks like it might be Locke with long hair and a beard. So anyhow, you may have gotten a couple other calls about this, but it would be really kind of crazy if it's like future Locke coming back with long hair and a beard to be Jacob. So, all right, thanks.
Hey, it's Ohio Patty here, and I'm convinced that the show's writers are trying to kill me. I was totally spoiler-free on this episode, had not had time to listen to any podcast or anything. I had no idea it was coming. I don't know about anybody else, but oh my God, they might have killed Locke. I just can't believe it. And the whole time, the whole episode, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to kill Ben, which I didn't want to happen because I do love Michael Emerson's work on the show. But I thought they were going to kill him because they were making us feel sorry for them, rather how they did Shannon. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's going to die. He's going to die. He's going to die. And then the whole thing with Jacob, I was so totally drawn into that. Oh, imaginary friend. Great. He is a psycho. But that was just freaky at the end where they showed a little glimpse of him. So now we don't know if he's real or not. But, man, this show kills me. I mean, I don't know where they're going. But I love it. It's great. I just could not believe that they might have killed Locke. But then again, we thought they killed the eye patch man. And it is Locke after all. If he can be not paralyzed, he can be not dead next week. So we'll see. I'm sure he'll come stumbling out of the jungle. But anyways, that was a great episode. I mean, this show is awesome. It just keeps getting better. Love it. And I love the fact that Ben did show to be a liar. Because I knew when he said he had been living on the island his whole life, I thought, yeah, I don't think so. So at least we know the truth, sort of, about Ben. So talk to you guys later, and thanks for all the great work you guys do. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Super Kate from Texas, and I just wanted to comment on tonight's episode. I think the writers did a really good job of shocking us with John Locke getting shot. The thing is that we didn't actually see him die, so until I see, you know, his grave and everything, I'm not going to believe that he's dead. Maybe they'll bring him back next season. He was actually one of my favorite characters, so I'm really sad if he's going to actually be dead. But it was interesting to see where Ben came from. I was expecting something a little different, but it was good, and the whole Jacob thing was really creepy. So can't wait to hear your thoughts. All right, bye.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jack. This is Dina from New York City, and I am flabbergasted. Can't even believe this episode was completely, I can't even talk right now. My only one thought right now is I don't understand why everybody has to kill their father in order to get in good with the others slash hostiles. It seems like everybody has daddy issues, and everybody has to, like, kill their father in order to get in good with the hostiles. I don't understand that. But that's my only thought right now, and love the podcast, and I'm just in shock right now. I can't even begin to gather any more thoughts. All right, thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Wayward Mike from Chicago. Oh, my God. that helped me, sent chills up my spine. Probably the single scariest thing that's ever been on that show. A little worried, though. They seem to do a lot of reveals tonight, and three more seasons left. A little concerned about that, but Jacob, freak me out. Keep up the good work. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I think Jacob freaked everybody out.
Yeah.
Jay said earlier it freaked him out.
Yeah, no one liked that.
You know, I kid John Locke.
Uh-huh.
You know, I tease him just because you like him so much. But uh-huh. I would cry if they killed him off, because Terry Quinn is a great actor.
Yeah.
And he is a great character, and I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I can't see another three seasons without John Locke.
No, he's too important to the show. I just don't see it happening.
I wouldn't mind him dying the last season. I could see something like that towards the end of the last season.
Well, that's nice.
Well, I'm just saying, as part of the story, I could see that, you know? It's like, I love Darth Vader, but he dies in the...
Vader? Huh? He's the bad guy.
But he's a good character. He becomes good at the end. Anakin, he goes back to Anakin Skywalker.
Sure, at the end, once he realizes, oops, I screwed... Like your hero, oops, I screwed up.
I'm just saying, it was at the end of the run, I could maybe see him dying. And I wouldn't be as upset if he died right now, because I just can't see Lost any longer without Locke, you know what I mean?
I could. It's like people said, you know, Sawyer could die. I can't see Sawyer dying.
Yeah.
The women would go, there'd be a revolt there.
But then again, I couldn't see myself watching Lost without Echo either, but Locke's more of a mainstay.
I loved Echo's character, but it wasn't like, oh, I was like, oh, okay, they killed him. I mean, I don't mean that in the way.
Jeez.
But he was, I loved his character.
Uh-huh.
I loved his flashbacks. I loved it. But it was like, okay, Lost goes on. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a bit like, you know, he wasn't the original meat and potato guys.
Yeah.
And that, like said, you know, people saying, oh, I want Charlie to die. I don't want Charlie to die.
Mm-hmm.
I like Charlie.
But
even though he doesn't play the guitar to your satisfaction, I have no problems with him.
Man.
So what's up with Richard?
I don't know.
I just, you know.
I don't know if that's Richard or not, because he never said he was Richard.
No, he didn't. But it looked just like
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Was it a clone or some kind of twin or I don't know.
But this is one of those episodes I wish we didn't have to record right after the show, because we don't have time to do it tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah.
I wish we had more time to soak it in. And
well, that's what our Monday shows are for.
Well, now I'm setting us up to be really good on Monday. And that's just not happening. And Megan's theory about the being a trap, the gray stuff, keeping the...
I guess maybe it is like...
The field of dreams. Like you said, field of dreams.
Can't pass it because...
You know what? I didn't even see that. But once you said field of dreams and... She said, that's why he said, help me.
Mm-hmm. He's trapped.
And maybe that's why he shot John Locke, to keep him from coming back and helping Jacob.
Or maybe Jacob can still help him. Come on, Jacob. Help John Locke.
Oh, my God.
All right. So thank you for those calls. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm done.
All right. Do you have the one question ready for...
The one question was answered.
All right. Let me get your song.
There's a song?
No, just a segue song. Oh. All right. Jack said no song. Let's go straight into
it.
All right. Here we go.
Just, you know, I don't have an ego like you. I don't need a song.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not about me. It's about
here we go.
It's about the...
Oh, by the way, talking about you don't have a song, when we do the five, which is questions for Jack, that's a song for your segment.
Yeah, but I hate that one.
But it's still your segment.
But that's during the Ramblecast.
Well, it was originally on the Lost Podcast.
Was it?
Yeah. You don't remember that? It was only a year ago.
I can't remember what I did 10 days ago.
All right.
I'm old.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
This is number one question.
It was the number one question?
Number one question. Okay. And at the time, I didn't know his name was Benjamin Linus. So it was, will the fake Henry Gale have a flashback? And I guess that, seeing the Harry Potter episode tonight, I guess we can say, yes, he did have a flashback.
Man.
And it was worth 108 points.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I know at least two of the top five people did not get it right.
Ooh.
So I'm not going to tell you who it was.
All right.
But two of the top five. I checked three of them real quick
because
they're kind of close together.
Yeah.
Where their emails were sent.
Yeah.
They did not get it right.
Ooh.
One got it right. Two did not.
Sounds interesting.
So that's gonna mix it up. Yep. Well, if I can get it done.
Are you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Jack's got a theory and he's sticking to it. He's got a theory and it's really grand. Jack's got a theory and he's sticking to it. If it don't come true, it was part of his plan.
All right, that one of our listeners made you a nice...
Well, that was nice. I like that.
All right, so let's get into it.
That's quite the surprise. Okay, I don't know how many phone calls we're going to get this week on this episode. I'm guessing quite a few.
Uh-huh.
But My crackpot theory is,
okay,
99% of them are going to start off with, oh my God. What do you think?
I could see that, yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to read something that was my crackpot theory before I came up here.
Okay.
But someone stole it.
All right.
Well, they didn't steal it, but they had the idea, and I just happened to see the email before I came up here to record. And I'm going to read this one first because I think this one's better than mine.
All right.
And it was one that I had.
Okay.
So anyway. Hi, Jay and Jack. Love your podcast. I just wish Jay would wake up and realize that Danielle is a liar.
You're throwing that. Okay, come on. Let's get to the real email.
I just added that part.
Yeah, I figured. All right.
Did you notice how after Ben killed his dad, and apparently the whole town, that they never showed his little girlfriend? And did you notice how they never showed her as an adult? My theory is Danielle is faking her French accent. Might be crazy, but it just popped into my head. What do you guys think? J-Man from Cape Cod. So what he's saying is Annie is Danielle.
I could see something like that.
And that was going to be my crackpot theory, and I was going to be sticking to it.
But you're not, because somebody, well, I think I've seen a couple other of those too,
really?
That theory. Yeah, I think there's on the boards too, I think.
I didn't see it on the boards.
It is a great theory. I like it.
It's probably going to be true, because you know she's lying.
All right.
Anyway.
So what is your real one?
My real crackpot theory. Well, actually, I was going to say, seriously, I'm not kidding. I changed because on the boards.
Let's get to the real one. I want to hear all the different ones.
Someone's going to rescue Locke.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
I could see somebody rescuing
Locke. Someone's going to find Locke and rescue him.
Okay.
Because we'll all be happy. First, I was going to say it was Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone said on the boards. Then someone said, I was going to say Carl.
Uh-huh.
Someone said on the boards. I said, okay, now I got to dig in deep. I got to pick someone that nobody is going to say. Calvin is going to rescue Locke.
Kelvin.
Doesn't Desmond say Calvin?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's going to be Calvin is going to rescue Locke.
Wow, okay.
Because when Desmond went back, his body wasn't there. So Calvin is going to rescue Locke. That's my crackpot theory.
And
I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Or it's just part of the plan.
Okay. You ready to close up the show, Jack?
Yes, because I'm tired.
All right, here we go. All right, so that is our show for this Thursday. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
With your lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Check out jayandjack.com with all important information related to the show, like our message board, where you can discuss Lost right after it airs, and post your theories to all the other listeners and Jack and I at your own leisure.
But I
feel pressure to be on the pot. You go on the message.
I'm not going to answer you, though.
Wow, that's kind of mean.
I'm just not doing it.
So check that out.
I can't.
And, quick announcement on the Hugo Cup. Something went wrong. There might have been somebody might have put a bot in there, might have cheated the poll.
Come on, guys.
So we had this big conference with most of the websites that are in the final five. And we're going to reboot the votes. And I think hopefully I can have that ready by Monday.
So the voting is going to start over again?
Yeah.
All five are happy with that?
Yeah, I guess what, you know.
I basically, I'll be honest with you, I've stayed out of the drama. I mean, I know it's frustrating because, you know, nobody wants, I don't know, we're not accusing anyone of cheating. I don't know what's going on. I'll be honest with you, I stayed
out. Probably just somebody just trying to mess up the thing. It's not in the websites or anything. So
no, I'm not accusing anyone. Someone got in there and messed around with it.
Yeah, so we're going to try and find a different way,
guys,
some kind of different system.
There's no cash award in it.
Well, they know that. It's probably something like the mess because they
know. No, I'm just saying. I'm just joking around.
It gives me ulcers. So I'm going to try and work on that, have that ready by Monday for everybody to vote on again. Also, I can't think of anything else. I think that's about it. Oh, we've had a lot of problems with the downloads. I think it's just so many people are trying to download it at once that the server can't handle it for the AAC feed.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to make another page on the website on the side during all the other pages. You're going to do like listener forum and show you all the information, the about page and the setup page. We're going to have a different page for backup hosting files. I'm going to host a backup file for the AAC and the MP3. And see if that maybe alleviates some of the pressure on the first day. So if it's not downloading on iTunes or something, you can go there as an emergency situation and download the file from there. We'll see how it works, but it's not going to be updated as quickly as the regular feed. It'll be probably, you know, later in the afternoon. I'll have to work on it.
Well, we've said on the last podcast, we've had problems with iTunes for the last
month. Yeah, but I think a lot of people got cut off on the last part of the last one. So
from iTunes?
No, just the way it downloads. I don't know what it is, but something about it. So.
Well, you know, I said in the last one, I've had problems with iTunes for the last couple of months.
So I don't know. The HipCast still isn't working. I'm trying, guys, but I don't have magical powers. I can just make click my finger and make
maybe
it work.
Maybe if you slept less and actually did the job instead of sitting here sleeping 15 hours a day.
All right, so working on that. So that's about all I have to say. See you guys Monday.
I'll be here.
Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.